A study to help establish goat hunting guidelines on Baranof Island has revealed much more than how to manage the goat population. It has sparked a mystery. KCAW's Emily Foreman has the story.
On a cloudless September day on Baranof Island, Kevin White, a goat researcher from Juneau, and Phil Mooney, Sitka's wildlife management biologist, are looking for mountain goats. When the helicopter hovers within 30 feet of the goat, White leans out of the open door with one foot on the skid and aims at a dirty spot on the goat's coat the size of a saucer, a natural bullseye of dirt on the otherwise brilliant white coat.
And I think he's only missed two out of about 400, so he's got it down.
That's Phil Mooney. He says hitting the goat with a dart is one thing. Recovering the goat is another.
And I'm sitting on the opposite ridge as I see Kevin bail out of the helicopter, going after the goat that's headed for the cliff.
White had darted the goat with a heavy tranquilizer that takes 7 minutes to kick in. It would be a grisly end for the goat if it were bounding over the cliff once it did.
And I'm thinking he's still got his flight suit on, and then goat horns are sharp. He gets tangled up with that, and the goat goes off the cliff. He's going to go with it. And he ended up about 11 feet from the edge of the cliff.
Almost a century before biologists were jumping out of helicopters to tackle 300-pound mountain goats, there were no reported goat sightings on Baranof Island.
This place was covered by miners in the late 1800s and early 1900s searching for gold and silver. Nobody reported seeing goats.
Back then, residents wanted more big game hunting options. So, in 1923, the state transplanted 18 goats to Baranof Island from Tracy Arm. To protect the population, wildlife biologists have been studying the goats ever since through aerial surveys, GPS tagging, and tissue samples.
Which is nothing more than a piece of flesh about the size of a pencil eraser.
The DNA in those samples revealed something unexpected. Evidence suggesting that an unknown goat population may have already been living on Baranof Island before the Tracy Arm transplant. Mooney says that they were only expecting to find the Tracy Arm DNA in the tissue samples.
Lo and behold, there was other DNA in there.
10,000 years ago, Southeast Alaska was covered in hundreds of feet of glacial ice, except for a few isolated pockets called refugia. The samples Mooney and White found matched DNA from an Ice Age goat population near Haines. That means the transplanted goats bred with goats that were already on Baranof Island, but were absolutely unknown. Mystery goats.
What, a UFO came and dropped off a bunch of goats? How could that be?
Call it a case of wildlife management meets paleobiology. Phil Mooney plans to tackle that question in time, but right now it's about keeping tabs on Baranof Island's current goat population. Along with gathering tissue samples, Mooney tracks the animal's movement with bright orange GPS collars. GPS stands for Global Positioning System.
It's just like a kitchen timer. It's nothing fancy at all, but when that day and time come up, it sets off a small explosive charge in the collar that blows the springs on the plate that holds the collar together, and the collar falls to the ground.
At $5,000 a piece, Mooney makes sure to retrieve the collars. If a goat dies in an avalanche and is carried down a valley, Mooney might end up in Devil's Club up to his head fishing for the device. But Mooney says it's worth it. The goats aren't harmed. White reverses the tranquilizer with an injection, and within minutes the goat is up and running. And they've learned a lot from the data. Mainly, the best way to protect nannies. It's the reason why there are goat hunting zones, why shooting a single nanny will close a zone, and why we still have a goat hunting season at all.
We've got a situation up by Yakutat where the population declined significantly. It's been closed now 13 years.
Goat hunting is rigorous. Not many have the stamina to traverse high rocky cliffs, shoot a 250-pound animal, and then pack out a heavy load of meat and hide. But a wildlife management strategy based on science can produce fundamental discoveries important to all of us, and not just to the hunters. In Sitka, I'm Emily Foreman.